Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Thor Podcast. Today, we are talking Stellar Lumens-backed SmartLens platform. We've got Coinbase reaching a one-year low. In our interesting video of the day, we have a couple people that stopped by you might have heard of. And then finally, in our main topic, we're discussing HoshoCon 2018. That's right, we're live covering the event. Thor Podcast, starting now.
Welcome to Thriller with Car Gonzalez, broadcasting from Austin, Texas. SoundCloud and supported by listeners like you. It's time for the news. 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 Thriller with Car Gonzalez.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of Thor Podcast. Today, we have a couple interesting items. Let's do it. So it looks like Stellar Lumens back SmartLens platform is teaming up with Colliers International. Being based on Stellar for SmartLens is a security token assurance project, which opens new windows for owners of assets or new investors, could have brought a show-changing development for Stellar and its team, as Colliers International is as big as it can get, counting approximately $2.5 billion revenue last year in assets in almost 70 countries. Now, this is from the CEO of Colliers International Advisors. He says, the global financial commercial landscape clearly shows trillions of dollars worth of real estate ripe for tokenization. We at Colliers are positive that digital entrepreneurship of the new post-ICO era of security tokens will have a significant impact on redefining wealth creation, investing, fundraising, and a host of other internet-based commercial activities. Colliers is placed to cooperate with the SmartLens platform, who appears to have a perfect grasp on asset tokenization on Stellar. On the other hand, the CEO of SmartLens platform added, SmartLens platform approached Colliers International with a ready technological solution for tokenizing ownership of the real-world assets and a fully compliant legal framework, which instantly solves virtually all problems of the real estate industry. Colliers was prospective enough to enter the partnership immediately. That's great news. That's great news for Stellar and for SmartLens. So if you're holding that security token on the Stellar consensus protocol, good idea. So it looks like IBM blockchain launches food trust platform. According to a post on Forbes magazine, IBM, an American multinational information technology company, launched IBM Food Trust platform for global use across the food ecosystem. The company was testing its blockchain-based food traceability platform for over 18 months. The platform stated that they will include retailers, wholesalers, and suppliers. They added, the launch marks one of the first times that an enterprise blockchain network has been fully deployable at this degree of scale. They also described their service as a solution on the cloud platform, which will be individually accessible across the food supply chain industry. They also seem to have partnered with Carrefour, a French multinational retailer with 12,000 stores spread across 33 countries. Some major players in the partnership includes Topico Associates and Wakefern. When combined together, they represent more than 15,000 stores around the world. The multinational companies like Nestle, Unilever, Kroger, and Tyson Foods are some of the important partners of IBM Food Trust platform. This is big news, and it seems that IBM is ramping up very, very soon to discuss some more interesting items. And then in our last piece of news, we have Coinbase US dollar volume hits one-year low in third quarter 2018. That's right, San Francisco-based cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase's US dollar volume has hit a one-year low, according to a recent analysis by the DAR published on October 8th. It is down considerable from $5.4 billion to $4.6 billion. Again, yep. This is how it goes. Yeah, and I think that's all we got here for the news. Let's go ahead and jump into our interesting video of the day. We might have a special guest. Let's check it out. Let's do it.
Thriller Podcast. Interesting crypto video of the day.
So today's interesting video of the day is interesting because it's not a video. We have the Kaiser Report. So you want to go ahead and say hi, Max?
Hello. Great to see you all. Good to see you at the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas.
So what brings you guys to HoshoCon 2018?
Hartesh is our good friend, and so we got the call, and we're coming over here to mingle and talk to folks. And of course, crypto security is hugely important. Every day, one must keep track of security. It's job number one, right, Stacey?
Oh yeah. So we started looking at the security sector as, in terms of an investment opportunity. But what I realized is that essentially, all these smartest names in the world work on security, not just in crypto, but at banks, at Facebook, places like that. And essentially, there's no guaranteed security. The most secure software in the world is Bitcoin, the proof of work protocol. But even that one day could be subject to an attack from quantum computing. We don't know. But the fact is, like securing your coins, you can never have 100 absolute percent security over those. So I'm going to talk about bigger ideas like the blessings of the liberty of Bitcoin, how to secure the blessings of this economic sovereignty that is in your mind and can never be taken from you.
Yep, you need to practice daily security hygiene, just like brushing your teeth or washing your feet. You have to practice daily security hygiene in your life. Every day, try to be more secure in every way. And you too can be on your way to being in San Francisco Bay, doing an ICO or raising billions. But you need good security or it all goes away. The end.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Max. Thanks so much, Stacey, for coming on Thriller Podcast. But one more question. Facebook got hacked. All that stuff's going on. What do y'all think they're going to release later this year? Do you think it's going to be a blockchain project or a cryptocurrency, or you think it's none of the latter? I just wonder.
I assume they are working on something related to crypto or blockchain. I would think perhaps they're testing on two different fronts, that blockchain to secure their databases. Obviously, they haven't had the best luck with that, though. From what I understand, again, I'm not a security expert, but I do understand that they have some of the best team on earth working on security, and yet they managed to get hacked. And on the other front, it makes sense that they would try to come up with some sort of token whereby to keep Facebook users loyal and on the page and earning some coin, whether it's Facebook coin or not, I don't know. But it would, in this environment, it would make sense that they would do it. And I'm assuming they would have quite a bit of success with that.
Mm. Yeah, it's innovator's dilemma, dude. You know, are they the innovators? They're going to bring blockchain to social media? No, I doubt it. It's going to be somebody like Minds.com, company we support. And it's going to be somebody else. You know, Mark Zuckerberg is, you know, old yesterday's news. You know, we need a new generation. I remember back when the crash of dot-coms in the early 2000s, everyone was licking their wounds, and then Facebook came out and took the whole Web 2.0 bus to new highs. Now it's Web 3.0, and it's going to be somebody else. It's not going to be Zuckerberg. No. We saw his sister in Palm Springs. She couldn't have been more bored with life. Nothing could happen there. Nothing. Zippo.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on to the podcast. Appreciate it.
And that's our interesting video of the day. Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting week, that's for sure, if we just run into people like that all the time. So with that, let's go ahead and dive into coin talk. We got a lot to talk about. Let's do it.
It is time. Only crypto, coins, trades, predictions ahead. It is what you spend all day wondering.
Coin talk, but before we dive into that, let's go ahead. I just want to bring up a couple things. So this week we're at HoshoCon 2018. We're going to be covering the event. I'm going to be trying to post some more. Today, Tuesday, was just actually just a place to get your badge.
and to kind of mingle. There's a party tonight. And yeah, tomorrow's when the actual con starts. This is when we're going to be able to meet and greet all the interesting projects and security development companies that are going to be coming in to talk to us. So that's going to be cool. So look for more of that. And we're going to be doing some more live streams. So if you haven't been following us, follow us already on all our social channels. We're going to be live streaming from Las Vegas. Should be fun. But I think that's all we got. Let's go ahead and dive into Coin Talk. The market's looking a little bit sideways, and that's not a bad thing. Let's do it. Roll the disclaimer. That's right.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future. Even if he thinks can, he is just some dude trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time.
That's right. So right now it's looking a little sideways. We're at 219 billion coin market cap. We got Bitcoin at $6,630. We got Ethereum at $227, XRP at 47 cents. And of course, Bitcoin Cash at $516. For the most part this weekend, I think we kind of crept up to 221 billion. You know, this sideways action is going to be going on here in the very near future. For the time being, I don't necessarily think that there is going to be any kind of run up here anytime soon. I feel like the only thing that's kind of set to break that out would be, you know, of course, a Coinbase addition. I feel like that would, you know, change the market sentiment right now. Of course, there's also some ETFs that are going to be happening here in November that could cause a run up. But for the most part, everything's looking sideways, and that's not a bad thing. And it's not a bad thing because if you look at it, Bitcoin and some of the other cryptocurrencies like Ethereum, they've been pretty stable for the most part. We've seen Bitcoin stay between the 6,200 to 6,700 range, and that's not bad. This is definitely a place where you do want to accumulate. I don't think it's going to get any lower. At least, you know, history tells us that. In October, November, and December, we usually see everything run up here pretty good. But yeah, it should be interesting to see where everything's going. I think getting out of September and seeing that run up to 223 billion was good. It was good for everybody. And now we're kind of back in the 219 zone, 220, 221 this past weekend. So I don't think we're going to get anywhere near 190. That was our major drop here in August 13th. When we got to like 190. That was just bad. I don't think we're ever going to get near that again for the rest of the year. So that's good. I definitely think now it's just a matter of going sideways for a little while until we get into, you know, the 250, 240 range. I think once we get past, you know, I think once we get past this Coinbase additions, I think we're going to be all right. Again, you know, I'm not necessarily banking on just that. I think just the overall sentiment for the cryptocurrency market is just looking better. People are looking at it as being more stable than before. But we will see. October is usually a month where we have a lot of sideways action, and it doesn't really start ramping up really until towards the end of October, and that's between the 15th day and through the 22nd day. I think that's when you'll start seeing a little bit more of a rise to where people will want to start taking profits. And then November, of course, I think it's probably when we could see 300 billion. We will see, but right now it's looking good. It's sideways and we're not going down. So I think there is definitely still some time to accumulate. I think once we get to November, I think at that point, I think if everything goes as planned and everything keeps running up, I think by November, I think there's going to be really no reason to accumulate at that point because everything's going to start spiking. And we have a lot of conferences coming on later this year. We have the Money 2020 conference happening at the end of this month here in San Francisco. Or in Silicon Valley, I'm sorry. And then we have a couple other conferences that are going to be happening as well. So there should be a lot of news coming out of HoshaCon this week too as well. So I think the overall industry, usually the third and fourth quarter are usually the announcement period And then, of course, into the fourth quarter, we start seeing the rise of everything. And just money is just more loose during this time here in America, especially where we have the holidays and stuff like that. So I would definitely hang around. I don't think there's going to be any more, you know, downward under 190 billion coin market cap. I don't think that's going to happen. We see 0x today actually going to 76 cents. This is one that I'm completely bullish on, 0x. We see Electronium, of course, going to 2 cents. That was a rise. And there's really much something called NoahCoin up 15% at 0.2 cents. Everything else seems pretty sideways for the most part. Yeah, I think that's all we got for Coin Talk. Let's go ahead and jump into our main topic. Today we're discussing HoshoCon 2018. Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our main topic. Today, I decided to have on the wife. Christina, do you want to say hi?
Hi.
Yeah. So, you know, HoshoCon was a very big deal for us just because, you know, we wanted to take a vacation as well. So we both like Vegas. This is a place we visited before. And so we're just, you know, ecstatic at the fact that we could get invited here. And so we jumped on the opportunity. But the plane, so basically the topic I want to talk about is just kind of HoshaCon, the experience, what we've experienced so far. There really wasn't a lot of people outside of Max Kaiser that I saw there. There's a crypto meetup that was going on that Ken Bozak was hosting. But by the time we got there, it was already too late. So tomorrow for sure, we're going to cover all of that, but did want to make sure that we get something out today. So we just want to kind of talk about, you know, our experience so far in Vegas and HoshaCon. If you guys want to hear that, then keep listening. So Christina, how was the plane ride for you?
Awful.
Why was it awful for?
Because it was a really long trip.
Yeah, it was.
And a long layover.
Yeah, it definitely was. Do you think if we could have done it again, we would have flew Delta?
No, I love Southwest.
Yeah, Southwest. We flew Southwest. And the one from Houston to Las Vegas was like 3.5 hours. And they have like 3 seats per side of the plane. And it was rough. It's very rough. What do you think? It was rough for you?
I'm okay flying, but that was just a long flight.
Yeah. And then they give you pretzels and it's kind of like, I don't really want pretzels.
No, I wanted pretzels, but I also didn't want to eat because I was going to eat a bagel.
Oh, yeah. So when we got to Houston, everybody was watching the Astros game because they had like a whole pregame thing and everything. And everybody was rooting like while waiting for a plane. That pretty much tells you how everybody affiliates themselves with Texas sports. But anyway, so we jumped on the plane and then we kind of sat in the very back. Was it bumpy for you at all?
It was extremely bumpy. That's why I don't sit in the back, but you wanted to sit in the back. So
yeah,
we went all the way to the back.
Yeah, I get super nervous in plane flights. Like I'm not a good, not a co-pilot. I guess I'm not a good passenger.
You're not a good passenger in a plane or a car.
I did want to bother the pilot like before and after. No. I wanted to give him like a thumbs up. Like, hey.
You could have, but you didn't.
Yeah, also wanted
their pilot doors open. Their cabin doors open when we land.
I saw that. I wanted to get a picture with him, but you know, I kind of thought that'd be kind of weird.
Well, you should have. The Southwest people are great. The personnel, the flight attendants, whatever they're called now. I don't know, stewardess, flight attendants, and the pilots are all funny.
They're all funny? What do you mean?
They're fun. They're fun to be around. Like, whenever I fly, it's always a good experience, except for this last time.
It was funny. I guess the flight that we were on before that one, there was a flight that we went to from, and then anyway, so there is this lady that was doing like the hand signals for the exit signs and stuff. Like she looked completely like just out of it. Like she looked like one of those people that's just like doing her job. She has the whole like this cabin this way, this exit this way, put on the life vest.
They do that like 8 times a day. What do you expect?
But then the person behind her.
Think of something that you do every day, multiple times a day. You just do it. Muscle memory, right? That's exactly what
she's doing. This podcast I do almost every day, and I definitely don't do it with muscle memory.
I'm sure you do.
I'm sure everybody's listening right now. They're like, yeah, Carr, you do run through the coin talk very fast. No, that's not muscle memory. That's just knowing where the market's going. Anyway, so what did you think about Vegas? When we got to Vegas, what did you think about the airport, the land?
Not great.
It's really?
Yeah. Why? It's just really big. You have to take a shuttle to the rental car. It's just really big.
Yeah. I think one of the things that surprised me was right when you walk out of the plane and you're walking through that little thing. Oh, also check out the Instagram TV. Like I put a lot of videos of our flight, but like you can see the jukebox. So not a jukebox. What is it?
Slot machines.
Yeah. So you can see the slot machine, and the slot machine is like right there in front of you. So you can literally get off the plane, go right to the slot machine and start gambling.
What do you think people do when they're waiting for their flight?
I might have to do that on the way back.
Yeah, you might have to. You're going to sit in that smoky room.
Yeah, that was one thing that bothers me a lot so far. Like, even being at the Hard Rock Hotel today, like, the amount of smoke was just ridiculous. I don't know. How do you feel about the smoke, Christina?
I don't act as exaggerated as you do. You're way too dramatic about the smoke issue.
Yeah, I think it definitely, because I grew up, my father was a really heavy smoker, and he used to smoke all the time, and you would think that would like make me become a smoker, but no, it totally turned me off to it. And I just don't smoke.
You never smoked?
Well, back in my early 20s in my band days, I used to be a social smoker, mm-hmm. as they would say. Only during like, you know, when there's drinking and stuff like that. But what do you think about Vegas? Because yesterday we kind of went out and saw the town and everything. What do you think about the people here, the food, stuff like that?
The people are nice. People are nicer than Austin.
Really? What do you say that for?
Because the customer service is way better here.
Customer services?
Mm-hmm. Austin people don't care. They're just there to make a name for themselves. They're like, I have to work at Taco Bell, or I have to work at, what else do we like? Kirby Lane, to make it as an artist.
You know, that's true. I definitely feel like there's a lot more artists and more creative people in Austin. And you run into anybody, and there's likely going to be some type of artist of some sort. But yeah, you're right. I feel like the customer service is pretty bad, but it's because it's not what they're passionate about, and they're pretty upfront about that.
Yeah, but I'm also like, that's your job. Don't be a jerk about it. I'm here. I'm going to tip you. At least be nice to me and get my food order right.
Yeah, Las Vegas, the people are super nice here. I think every single person I ran into this week has just been, you know, super nice. I finally met Gabe. Gabe was somebody we had on the podcast about 2 weeks ago. He came out to the press room, a VIP room, and came over here and shook my hand and was like, thank you for coming. Like, super gracious host, like really nice, really, really, really nice guy. So definitely am looking forward to seeing what they have on tomorrow. It looks like I'm probably going to have to wake up here at 8 a.m.
That's
good.
Do we
have an alarm clock?
It's called your cell phone.
Yeah, I might have to do
that. It's called your wife. I wake up every single morning.
That's not a lie. She does wake me up all the time. But yeah, I'm going to have to get up at 8 because it looks like it starts at 10 a.m. But I'm thinking about live streaming. Do you think you'll watch the live streams, Christina?
Probably not. I'll be working. I still have a job to do while I'm here.
You still have a job?
I can't take time off.
What do you mean you have work to do? Like paperwork or something?
Yeah. I'm doing all remote working right now. I have reports to write.
Oh, wow.
I have to follow up with people that emailed me last week while I was working at a city, at a town as well. So my work doesn't stop just because I want to take a vacation.
That's hardcore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's really hardcore.
I don't have anybody take over my accounts like you do.
So it looks like we have quite a few things tomorrow. Cybersecurity, protecting blockchain systems. We got Adapt Beyond Smart Contract. Adam Draper's coming. He's a founder and managing director of Boost VC. Of course, Stacey Herbert, who is of Heisenberg Capital. Max Kaiser as well. There's going to be a lot of people. Hartej is coming on as well, too. It's going to be a lot of people tomorrow. And then I think tomorrow night is, let me see here if it's right. Yeah, tomorrow's night's the party, and it's for Blau. And that starts at 9 p.m. Do you want to go to an EDM party?
Do I look like I like EDM?
Well, I think I might hang out to the party because it starts at 9. But yeah. So I'm going to ask you a question because you're the wife of a person who has a podcast about blockchain and cryptocurrency. What do you Lord. Here? Because my audience is always wondering, like, you know, what is Carr like when he's not in front of the mic? Like, so what would you say is something that is really annoying that I talk about a lot?
About Bitcoin, about crypto, about people. I have no idea who you're talking about. I think you just said Don Draper was here from Mad Men or something. I don't know. I don't know any of these people.
Yeah, so she really is a no-coiner. That's what we call it.
I can barely use a computer. I'm definitely not into that space.
No, a no-coiner is somebody that doesn't have any cryptocurrency.
Oh, I know what that means. But actually, I'm not a no-coiner because what's yours is mine. So
yeah, technically she's not a no-coiner.
I just don't know what to do with it or how to spend it.
Or how to spend it. Yeah, so actually the mic that you're hearing me out of right now is the Blue Yeti mic. We actually upgraded because the one that we had before was a snowball one, and it was just terrible. And then the one that I brought here with me is a really great one, and it's good for portable, you know, interviews and stuff like that. But for actual podcasts that I want to be doing from live from the conference floor, like you heard today, was all shot on this Blue Yeti mic, and it's been doing a pretty good job. So
just for the audience, now you own 82 mics.
Yeah, I do own a lot of mics, but, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, like when I was with my band and you know, we used to always have a lot of gear, and we used to swap out gear for like different instruments. And when we were recording stuff, we used to swap out different mics. So this is definitely something that started at a younger age. But I think this is definitely the last mic that I'll definitely buy for for a while now. I don't think there'll be another mic. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we get a thorough podcast out here today, because I know yesterday we didn't do one, and then today was it was kind of a bummer, because I was really looking forward to the conference, and we did a live stream, but I really wanted to make sure that we do a podcast today, and there wasn't really a lot of people there just yet. So tomorrow looks like it's going to be the day where we're going to start rolling a lot of content out. But yeah, thank you guys for listening. Christina, you have any final words?
The Baja potato taco was amazing.
Okay, so we went to, okay, real quick. So we went to go eat at this place called, what was it called?
Baja Bar and Grill.
Oh, Baja Bar and Grill. And they had this thing called a potato taco.
And it was like a potato hash cake in a taco. And it was amazing. And the best guac ever, best salsa ever. Yeah,
it's really interesting, because, you know, I feel like I'm gonna consider myself a foodie. No, I just like a lot of different types of flavor.
He just likes food. He's not a foodie.
I don't know. Anyway, so we went there, and the service was impeccable. Like, everybody's just so nice here, and they gave me a free potato taco. That was cool. And it wasn't like what you think it would be. Like, you would think like just diced up potatoes on a taco. No, it was something different, like some kind of pouch that they put in there. It tasted meaty, but without meat. So
that's what I'm saying. It was like a cake. It was kind of like a hash cake.
Yeah. My wife, she's a vegetarian, so she definitely appreciated the meatiness of that potato taco. And then we had the Baja taco. Was it
the
tilapia?
Fish taco? Tilapia?
Yeah, I think it was tilapia. It was actually really good. And they didn't, because, you know, it was very easy to mess up a fish taco. And he did a really good job. And then their nachos were supreme. It was delicious food. He was super nice. I'm going to put it in the vlog on our YouTube channel if you guys want to check it out. But yeah, really, really nice people here.
I feel like both restaurants we went to, all the owners are there, and they're like talking to you and telling you all about the food.
Yeah, yesterday we went to a sushi / like oyster bar, and gosh, it was amazing, the food that they're bringing out. And you know what's funny is there's a similar restaurant like that too in Austin that we go to. And I feel like I said, the customer service here in Las Vegas is just incredible. But the owner came out, and I asked him, I was like, hey, I think because he saw my badge, and he was like, what is Thriller Podcast and stuff like that. So I started talking to him, and then I asked him, I was like, hey, this roll that you made is delicious. And sure enough, he was just like, he told me all about it. He spent like 15 minutes just describing the sauce.
The ponzu.
Yeah. Really cool. Really, really nice guy. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to host your con tomorrow. We're going to have a lot of content, I promise. We're going to be able to do these one-off, these little thriller episodes that we're going to release on our podcast stream or feed. And then also we're going to be doing some live streams. So make sure you're following us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, any one of the streaming platforms. We're on every single one. We're live streaming to all of them at one time. I found this really cool thing that you can do that with. Apparently RTMP is the way to go, that type of technology. And then also I met somebody today there, and he was talking about this thing called Patreus, and it's kind of like Patreon, but on the blockchain. It's very cool, very neat idea. So we're going to definitely have to talk to him tomorrow and interview him on the show, because from what I can tell, that sounds like a really cool platform for independent, creative people out there. I think that's going to be cool. But with that, let's get on to the end of the show.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. It takes a lot to change your mind. Hell, it takes a lot to try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Nobody knows what waits for the dead. Nobody knows what waits for the dead. Some folks just believe in the things they heard and the things they read. But nobody knows what waits for the dead. I'm glad I can go back to where I came from. I'm glad those days are gone and they're gone for good. If I could take spirits from my past and bring them here, you know I would, you know I would. Nobody speaks to God these days. Nobody speaks to God these days. I'd like to think he's looking down, laughing out of ways. Nobody speaks to God these days. And when I was a child, they tried to fool me. Said the worldly man was lost and that hell was real. Seen hell in Reno, and this world's just one big old Catherine wheel spinning still. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. It takes a lot to change your plans, hell, a train even try. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die. Maybe it's time to let the old ways die.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was another Thriller podcast. Yeah. Pretty cool show. Gotta say that tomorrow we're looking forward to OshaCon. Hope you guys stick around. Hope you guys enjoy the live streams. If you're at work, just keep it in the background. Don't let your manager see or whatever. But no, I'm gonna try to do my best to make sure I give you guys the live coverage you deserve and also get to some interesting projects and have them on the podcast. So with that, buy Bitcoin, save the world.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Killer Podcast with Car Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Car said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go, do your own research. Listen to other dudes that start their name with crypto and not Car. And remember, buy Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.